Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, this is That Story Show. Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I am John Steinclaver.
Welcome to That Story Show, where we share your hilarious stories and talk about crap. So
all that stuff.
It was Christmas.
Yes, last week.
Holy crap. Was it just me or did December just blow past?
Yeah, 100% it did for me as well.
I mean, we put up our tree when we came back from Thanksgiving, and and now it's time to take it down. Like,
yeah, technically time.
I know, first of the year, you know, and all that, but it really is. It is scary.
It was because Thanksgiving was so late in the month, right?
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's always on the fourth Thursday.
Oh, it's a floating one?
It's floating. Yeah, it's always on the fourth Thursday. But there are some months where that fourth Thursday, there'll be still a whole week in front of it, and then gives you more time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But this is one of the years where it's a short little window.
So Thanksgiving is floating?
Yes.
Like a turd.
It's, yeah, well, some of them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it was like that. And so it made it feel like everything went really, really fast when, in all truth, you know, there's 25 days between the first and the
I know, but it just seemed like it went super fast this time. I don't know. I don't know why, but it was like, maybe because I was actually had my crap together and I got all my shopping done and everything tied up with a little bow and literally and figuratively. But I had a good Christmas, John. What about you?
I had a good Christmas also. It was quiet. Nothing. We did absolutely
no family, nothing like that. Just stayed home.
We were, my sister and brother-in-law came over for Christmas Eve. And we do an appetizer kind of thing for Christmas Eve after the Christmas Eve services and stuff. And then on Christmas Day, we slept in a little bit, opened presents, and went over my brother-in-law and sister's house again for dinner. And that was that.
Awesome. Well, it was nice that you got to spend time with both of your friends. I mean, your family. Whatever passes for friends.
It's true.
No, we actually went to a Christmas Eve service, and I'm going to say it's the first time I've been to a Christmas Eve service since I worked in ministry.
So wasn't it great?
It was awesome being on that side of things where I didn't have to do anything at all.
Didn't have to stay afterwards and clean up all the stuff. You didn't have to show up early and make sure everything's working.
No. Yeah. We did drive 44 minutes because, the deal was we weren't going to go. And then my daughter's college friend wanted Jenna to come to hers. And so Jen was like, we should go with Jenna. And I'm like, sure. And then I get in the car and plug in the address. It's 44 minutes away. So we went to this church that probably had a 50 car parking lot. And they knew we was new. You know, like they had us at the door. I saw her drooling, the lady holding it. Are you guys first time visitors? I'm like, you freaking know we are. Don't give me that crap. I've worked behind the scenes. I know how this goes.
I know how the sausage is made.
We live too far away to be regular members.
That's right.
Wipe the drool off your chin. You know,
we won't be coming back maybe next year.
Maybe on Easter.
Maybe on Easter. I got to be honest, Christmas and Easter are the two times of year that I actually don't like.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we watch online.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. No, it's ruined. It's like working at Disney World, I would imagine, is you know, the magic would kind of lose some of it if you knew what was going on behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
You know, the drama and all this kind of stuff. So once you've worked church, it kind of takes some of it out of you. But I will say the guy wasn't the best speaker, right? Because, you know, he wasn't the best speaker, but he put his heart into his little sermon and he did a good job. He did get off on some rabbit trails, some little politics stuff, you know, and he got off this little thing about how we're supposed to say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. And I'm like, you know, it's a made up holiday.
It's not a hill I want to die on.
Exactly. We made it up. It's not his real birthday. Never in scripture were we asked to remember his birth, you know, so it's not worth all up in a tizzy about. We made it up. And there are other holidays going on. And, you know, it is primarily Christmas, but, you know, I have a Jewish boss, for instance. And, you know, I will say happy holidays to him, even though Hanukkah is not a big, you know, big giant one, like Yom Kippur or something like that. But, you know, I don't think it hurts to be kind. And
not at all.
If I feel I need to say happy holidays, I will say it. But when I was on social media, I was like, Merry Christmas. And I hope you had a good Thursday. If it's just a regular Thursday,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with that? You know, if you celebrate Christmas, I hope it was a good one. If you don't, I hope you had a great Thursday.
I hope it was a quiet day for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I got some presents though.
Yeah.
And one of them, was Whoosh. Have you ever heard of Whoosh?
No.
Okay. Look at it right here. It says Whoosh on the bottle. It's a little spray bottle of Screenshine. And, I got a microfiber cloth and some Screenshine. My kids got it for me. I'm notoriously hard to buy for. And I did a little searching, and Whoosh is supposed to be like one of the top brands. I'm not a big brand guy, but I was impressed that they thought I was, and they got me some good stuff. So my iPad is very clean. My phone is very clean. I even polished the cover of the Rodecaster Pro.
Oh,
it does plastic and stuff. So, and I washed my glasses with it, and they finally are like, don't have fingerprints. I thought I had cataracts coming back again. It was so bad, you know? So nope,
just fingerprints on the glasses.
I got a bag, like a bag that carries my iPad. It'll carry my Steam Deck. It'll carry my cameras and stuff like that. All my cables and chargers and everything. Stuff
so you can be mobile.
Yeah. Like I had a bag, but it was made for a laptop and an iPad. And it was thin and I liked that, but I needed a bigger bag. So I got a bag and let's see what else. Oh, I got a controller so I can edit my videos.
Cool.
I have it. It's fully programmable. It has a scrubby wheel so you can scrub back and forth on the timeline and all that.
What brand is it?
It's Contour Shuttle Pro V2.
Okay.
I only know that because I'm reading it.
Is that one we were looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Or no, I don't know. I don't think it was that one. It was cheaper than the Tour Box. I got rid of the Tour Box.
Okay.
And I got this one. But anyway, I got that and I got a micro SD card for my camera. For the YouTube channel. And so, I just some stupid stuff that I bought myself and pretended that they bought for me. So,
you know what? That's what my wife did for me this year.
Good.
She bought a bunch of stuff because I think she's difficult to buy for. And she bought all this great stuff and I wrapped it.
Yeah.
And man, I turned out to be a great gift giver this year. Yeah. She got a nice pen and some journal stuff, and
you are just the most thoughtful husband ever.
She loved it. She's like, this is the best. And I'm like, you're welcome. You deserve it.
Nice.
I got some Legos.
What kind?
They have a Winter Village set that comes out
for your town stuff.
My town stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this year she got me, I think it was the one that got released last year, which I'm sure everybody's like, who cares? But I got that one and she got a light kit for it too. So I'm really looking forward to putting that together.
And that's a third party deal, right?
Yeah. It's like
people make it for them. That's neat.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of third-party light kits because Lego does not make light kits.
And they should.
They totally have a market that they could
absolutely, especially with those premium sets they're putting out for adults now.
Yeah. It's
like, why don't you, you know, they have other bricks, don't they? Don't they have like weighted bricks and they have light, they do have a light brick, don't they?
They do have a light brick. Yeah, it's just one single brick. And then they do have some of the, like the motor kits that you can put in
mm-hmm.
for different things. But yeah,
but not
not
like
a light kit.
A light kit. That's weird. So you would say Legos. What was the best gift that you gave? Because mine, I gave my son a Carhartt sling bag. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Those are nice.
You wear it over your head on one shoulder, and it's like a little backpack. But yeah, it's cool.
Sling.
Yeah,
sling. The best gift that I gave that my wife didn't buy. Would probably, I don't even know.
Yeah. I want to re-say mine. My wife collects these little snowmen from Hallmark.
Really?
Yeah. These little ornaments, but she puts them up and she even has fake snow that they sit in and all this.
Aww.
And I'm like, she's only got the last few years because she started collecting them in like 2014. Well, they go back as far as 2005.
Wow.
So she owns five more than she did the day before Christmas. I found them on eBay and she now has the 2005 and a bunch, you know, like four other ones. One of them was a pack of three from an estate that didn't have boxes and she don't care, you know.
I don't care about the boxes.
Right. We don't care about no boxes. So
she's not planning on reselling them.
No, she loves these things. And let me tell you about something cute that we do that maybe other people might want to do too, is we, on our tags, we've done this since the first Christmas, on our tags, we never put from or to James and Jen. We always find something silly to put on them that has something to do with our differences, and something to do with the last year or so. So for instance,
yes, please. Cause I am,
I got a new intrigued. Mattress this year and she didn't, but
you
the
got
mattress,
mattress.
Yeah. I got a new mattress. She did. We have a king size bed, but we sleep on two twins. We have our own sheets and covers and it works so great. And it cuts down on when she moves, it doesn't wake me up kind of thing.
Yeah.
But my mattress is a good 2.5 inches taller than hers now. And so one of the tags was from high bed to low bed, you know, and it's not,
and everybody knows
it's exactly not drop dead funny or anything, but it's personalized and it's something funny we do. And so, one of them was
I
started drinking, a lot of caffeine as a supplement this year to help me with my depression. And so, from Rockstar Recovery to coffee, you know? And so, so things that we have in, you know, that are different about us that bond us together. And I don't know, she does it too. She started doing it next year after I started, but the kids didn't know for years. And when they found out, they thought it was so great. They started doing it for each other. And so,
what do they do?
Each of their favorite artists from George Strait to, you know, whoever, I don't know who Jay's would be, but yeah, they'll do memes to each other. And you know, the model of their cars from, you know, this to that or what, I don't know what theirs are, but I don't get any of theirs. And that's the whole point, is it's supposed to be between the two of you. So I don't know. I just wanted to share that. And something fun
we should have done this episode before Christmas so that I could have instituted some of those things.
Well, we tried, if you recall, to record an episode.
Yeah.
Didn't work out too good, did it, John?
No. Just didn't work out.
But we're here now. We're here now. We're here for you. We're here after Christmas. All of the stuff is over. And if you love Christmas, things are returning to normal. You go to work tomorrow. If you hated Christmas, you're happier now because it's over with, you know?
I still got a week off, dude. I'm very happy.
I did not. I had to call and ask for Friday off.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like approved. I'm like, I'm glad, because I was going to take it off no matter freaking what. I'm not working on.
It's either going to be a request to have off, or this is my 24-hour notice.
I'm not yeah. Kidding. Yeah. Either way, I'm taking Friday off. I don't care. I couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it. Now, Christmas was good. And I hope Christmas all of you had good. A great Christmas too.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that the Christmas music season is over.
I agree with you, because there are some songs that people love to play at Christmas that probably shouldn't be Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And I God bless Mariah Carey. I know that she's become the voice of Christmas, but I don't want Christmas. All she wants for Christmas is me. And
yeah,
I can't give that. So
I don't want that. I don't want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, right. Did you see that meme that says a hippopotamus is a 3,000-pound dangerous animal? It's not something to be given for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't. I also understand that there are people starving, and that they don't know it's Christmas time at all. But I don't need a guilt trip on the happiest, merriest season. Just give it to me some other time. And I'll actually receive that message better.
They also don't know it's Thanksgiving, and maybe we should be more intentional about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So no, speaking of that, we those of us at the Melvin Theater Ministries did a Christmas toy giveaway, and it was fantastic. Had a bunch of people come out, and they signed up and they got tickets for their kids, and they got to go shopping. We had over $22,000 worth of merchandise. We had good stuff too. There was Legos, there was board games, there was Marvel characters, there was stuff for babies. We had clothes and stuffed animals, and
that's so cool.
And some Fortnite crap that went really fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we even had some of the board games left over, and one of them was a premium Clue board game set up.
Really?
And it just so happens that the Kinnison family plays Clue for whatever reason after the presents are open. And I was like, I had to leave early, but I said to my friend Tiffany, I was like, Tiffany, if any of those are left, you need to hook me up at the end. And sure enough, when my wife came home after it was over, she had a Clue in tow, and it's nice. It's so nice.
Awesome.
So nice.
Colonel Mustard in the library with the lead pipe.
Yes. Yes. It was really, I play to be a part of the family. I do not play to win, because that game is like chess to me. Like I know how to play.
Too much thinking, huh?
But I do not get how to win at all.
I'm like, not good at that either.
Like I try to track what everybody else is guessing, and you know, all this, but man, people are winning so fast that I think they're cheating.
these are my
closest people in my life to me, and I think that they are cheating somehow. So anyway, Christmas is good. I hope you guys had a good one. So
yeah,
glad it's over though. And I'm glad the music's over. I was going to say the only good songs out there is Sia has this song called Candy Cane Lane that I could listen to year round. If you ever get a chance to hear it.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. Candy Cane Lane.
I'm pretty sure I know who Sia is.
Yeah. So. She's the girl that has her hair in her face, or used to. And then, and then there's another one, that's a traditional song, Night Divine. Oh, Night Divine.
Oh yeah. Oh, Holy Night.
I love that one. So other than that though, they could all burn in Hades.
I'm not quite on that side.
I am.
you're welcome to.
Yeah. All of them. All of them just go down there and fry.
I like Bing Crosby, and I like a lot of those old 50s and
that's great. Yeah. That's great. 40s. Christmas Party Hop, perhaps.
Not familiar with that one.
Oh, really? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at the Christmas Party Hop?
Eh.
Come on, you just said 50s.
But maybe more 40s. I mean, I like Bing Crosby and
so some crooners.
What's that fella? Oh, by gosh, by golly. It's time for, what's his name? He was part of the Rat Pack.
Oh, Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, yeah. Yeah, I guess it was him. Frank.
Dean Martin?
And Dean Martin, yep. Thank you. My brain's a fart right now.
That's okay. Let's do an opening story since we're 20 minutes into our show.
20 minutes, there, people are like, okay, we're done with Christmas. Move on.
You know what I've decided, though, about the whole podcast thing is at this point, we are 20 years old, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
This week, we turned 20.
This week?
Yeah.
Wow.
20 years ago, in 2006, we started a podcast on Wednesday nights, me and my brother. And after all that time, I have realized we have achieved everything that we set out to achieve. There will be people that find us, but we have our audience. We have arrived. And I used to just beat myself up trying to make the perfect podcast, like stick strictly to a script and never go off it and all that kind of stuff. But what I realized over time is people don't listen for the stories, really. They listen for us. And that's crazy to me, by the way. It's crazy to me. So I have a feeling nobody cares that we just spent 20 minutes crapping on Christmas carols. So they might disagree, but.
And if you do, feel free to write on in.
Yeah. John@thatstoryshow.com.
John@thatstoryshow.com.
He will debate you. I will just tell you that too bad, so sad, your dad. So.
That's rad.
Joe from Severn. I don't know where that is. Didn't look it up. But he says, your commentary about unspoken prayer requests being about something horrible. I don't know if we talked about that on the show or the after show, that I have a theory that everybody that does an unspoken request it's about something really naughty and sinful.
Something very dark. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not, but my mind is very critical and mean. And I always think people are trying to hide stuff. So an old lady is probably just talking about her grandson, you know, that just needs some secret prayer. But
just needs a little help.
I always imagine she's having problems looking at naughty stuff on the internet or something.
It's unspoken, James. Yeah. I can't talk about it right now.
So apparently our commentary about unspoken prayer requests reminded him of a lady that went to his church when he was a kid. She was in her 70s and had scarlet fever as a child and had some neurological issues. So one night they were taking prayer requests and she went up to the microphone and proceeded to ask for prayer for her hemorrhoids, which she then described in detail.
Oh no.
I would have loved to have been there for that though. Wouldn't you?
So we're going to lay hands on you right now.
That's right.
We're going to pray those hemorrhoids away.
He snaps on some rubber gloves. You went there. I just went the rest of the way.
You did.
Oh. So he says, I hope this makes it on the show, but I know the content probably means it'll be relegated to the patron-only show. No, you made it. You made it on the show.
You're here, Joe. Welcome to the big show.
Welcome. You did good. Thank you for that. Speaking of announcements, first of all, I worry that some people don't know that we do a recap song. Like when I start reading the closing credits, I think a lot of people turn off the show. So don't do that today. Listen all the way through. And listen for the recap song. Because if you hear it, you're going to want to go back to your old episodes that you didn't know about the recap song and listen to those. Because
I mean, you've been doing recap songs forever.
Yeah. There's been more shows that have had them than not, I would say.
Yeah. But, and you know what? Shout out to my brother-in-law, Brandon.
Yeah.
He is a listener of our show.
Oh!
And he told me the other day, like, the recap songs are his favorite thing.
Nice!
Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, maybe he'll be a fan of this one today. Because I did a little prep. Did a little prep. And I love it when I do some prep. Because it's one thing when they're, it's hit or miss when I ad-lib them, which is typical, which is what I typically do. But, you know, it takes a miracle for those to be good. But when I write them, I feel connected. I feel like I've given the people what they want, you know? Yeah.
And based on my understanding of your feelings towards AI, I think that was an after show. We know that this is you.
Oh yeah. No, I use no AI. It's all off the top of the head. So
he does not like the AI. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not a fan of using it creatively, you know, to replace artists and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't replace our brains with AI.
No.
But if you're looking for good rates on insurance or something, definitely.
Oh yeah. Use AI. And if you're trying to, you know, I don't know, I use it for math, like at work. He's like, add 10% to all these products. And I'll say,
yep.
When I type in a number, give me that number plus 10%. And she's like, okay. And so I do that. And
beautiful.
It saves me so much calculations on a calculator. I know how to do it, but it's so much easier to just say $10. And it's like, boop. You know, just perfect. Gives you whatever 95.99 and it just adds it. It just does it. So I'm a fan. I just not in certain contexts. Anyway.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Announcements. We need your stories. So, our associate producer said we are really low on stories. So, if you have a story you haven't sent in, you've been saying, you know what, I'll get around to it eventually. Now is a great time because you will likely hear it next week if you send it in. So we've never been in a situation where we weren't able to do a show because we didn't have content. But typically new listeners send in fresh content. So if you're new to the show and you've been like, I need to send something in, do that. If you're old time to the show and maybe you think you've sent in everything, hey, that guy just sent in one about a prayer request from an old lady about her butt problems, the veins of her butt.
Hemorrhoids.
So if that could make it on the show, then almost anything can, is what I'm saying. So he thought he was going to be relegated to a Patreon show. No. No, he got on the main show, so you can too. You can do, yeah. Our standards go way down when we need content. So
when the story barrel is empty,
yeah, we're scraping really the bottom of the barrel. Okay, let's do weekly rewind. All right, this is where we rewind the week and kind of share something from the last few days or so. We already shared about Christmas and stuff like that. But this is from the Monday before Christmas. So the week of Christmas, I guess.
Was the Monday before Christmas. I was north of the house.
I was over at my friend David's house, and he had some friends over, and we were just a bunch of guys hanging out, eating nachos and all this. And one guy, he was a new guy that I had known. So we're asking about himself, and it turns out he works for the company called Waste Management.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've heard of them. They're big. They're big down here.
Yeah. So he doesn't work with trash. Waste Management does, you know, trash collection and all that. He works on the biohazard side of things.
Ooh.
And apparently biohazard side of things has two main branches. Medical waste and body parts, which is also medical waste, I guess. But so if you have something amputated or taken out of you, that goes through one wing of what they do. But if it's lab results stuff like blood, poop, urine, you know, ooze, you know, whatever, all that stuff
calling it that
is taken care of and sanitized and done away with. And that's the part that he does. He does all the fluids and stuff.
Really?
Really?
And yeah, I mean, he was very proud of his job, loves his job, and very That's professional good. About it and all that kind of stuff. And, but he goes to tell us, he's like, one day, you know, I was processing this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's very detached. Me, I'm very attached. I've just heard that you handle feces and poo-poo and pee-pee and blood and all this. And so,
ooze.
Yeah. And he's talking about it like he's detached, you know, he does it every day. So it's not a big deal to him, but he mentions how he had it in a compactor. And I wanted to go, compactor, oh my gosh, you know, because you're squishing this down like Wally. You know, I'm like, isn't that what started this mess in the first place? And he says what happened was it was compacting, something squiggled its way out and plopped out on the floor. It was a human leg.
Oh,
an amputated leg. And so he took a picture of it and sent it to his boss and said, what do we do about this? We're not set up to process this.
What?
And his boss took that photo, turned it into a memo, and sent it out nationwide to all of the people. And the message was, when you're sorting medical waste, make sure you put it in the right box. And I started thinking about how crazy that is. Because I can't even sort my recyclables properly. You know, aluminum, plastic, you know, much less knowing to put the body parts. You know, who put it in the blue box instead of the white box? You know what I'm saying?
Who put the leg in the ooze box instead of the leg box?
Right, right. So apparently it got shipped and made it all the way to the wrong facility. And so they, you know, I don't know what they did. I guess they got Amazon involved and shipped that joker away, put it in one of those plastic bags, sealed it up, said, this is, you know, the bags that say this is cheaper than our smallest box, you know,
yeah.
The other, and just sloshed it around through the mail and got that joker over there so it could be euthanized or burned up or whatever they do to it. So anyway, just crazy story. Absolutely crazy story. He's just totally unaware of how horrible that was.
Yeah.
But
it's just a leg popped up and
he was really concerned because they weren't set up to process this thing. So they had to keep it I guess properly refrigerated or what have you to get it shipped to the right place.
Stinky?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, he had a perfect opportunity to throw in a little pun, like something about a leg up on something. Hey, yeah. Leg up on sorting things correctly.
That's right. And doing things safely.
Yeah.
Does cost an arm, but it shouldn't cost a leg.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We should work for waste management, pun That's department.
Right. That's right. Gosh, I couldn't imagine. I mean, he was already grossing me out with compressing.
Compressing ooze.
Yeah. And then a leg just squiggles out like some sort of horrible.
I mean,
you know, okay, my son went to this VAT-19 place one time. We took him out there. They have a YouTube channel. They make the world's largest gummy worm.
Yes.
It weighs like 30 pounds or something.
Yes.
That's what I imagine this leg looked like, slopping out of the compactor, just oozing around the corner. So just flopping around a little bit.
Oh.
So, no,
I don't know. That's so weird. The thought that there's somebody that has a job and where they have to sort body parts that have been amputated. Well,
it makes sense. It's not something you think about every day, but yeah, somebody's taking care of that. Even when you put your needles or whatever in that little container, somebody's processing that, you know, and that's who does it. My new friend does that.
That's pretty amazing.
And every now and then somebody missorts their...
Every now and then a leg shows up.
And a freaking leg pops up. You know, a human heart flops out.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know what people are doing. So,
I don't know.
So the week before that, I was at an elementary school, inner city elementary school. And this teacher lady was talking to my friend, David. And he said something about Christmas. And she says, I don't know. You'll have to ask my bus. And he's like, my what? And she says, I don't know what he said. He said something about her job and Christmas. And she says, you have to, I'll have to talk to my boss. And he goes, I don't understand your African dialect. And I'm like, holy crap. I know he didn't just say that. Oh my gosh. You know, I was about to crawl. I mean, we're comfortable around black people, right? Where I'm from, but yeah, not that comfortable. But then I started listening to her. She's like, what does that mean? You know, and this, and I heard her, she had an African accent.
Ah.
So he was talking about her dialect, like literally that, not, you know, just making fun of her for having an accent or something.
Okay.
And then I heard it. I heard what she was trying to say. She's like, I'll have to talk to my boss. My boss. I'll have to talk to my boss. So anyway, that's kind of the funny part. But the most funny part was when I was talking to her kids, because she's like, I have the worst class, the second worst class. And I said, are you guys the worst class? And they're like, yeah, we are. And I said, but
they're
third graders. Yeah. And I said, but do you still love your teacher? And they're like, yes, we do. She's the greatest. And one of them went up and hugged her. And she goes,
aww.
I don't want to be loved. I want to be feared. I would rather be feared. Yeah, in her accent. It was so great. So my bus.
Oh, man.
I have my to bus. Talk to my bus.
My bus and yes. My leg.
Wow. So anyway, that's mine.
Well, mine's really quick. And this was some observations that I had on Christmas.
Oh, good.
Eve and Christmas Day. I was out. I had to fix my water supply line to my house temporarily because I'm not qualified to do a permanent fix. But somehow the line cracked right after the water meter. So I'm digging away and I'm outside and I hear this. It's going, and it just keeps happening and it'll go real quick and then stop. And I'm like, what?
Where's that coming from?
Down the road.
Okay. Okay.
And I look over and there's this little kid who's probably visiting his grandparents for the holiday. And he's got something on his bike that makes it sound like it's a motorbike. So the faster he goes, it goes, he was riding down the driveway and then he stops and he goes, I'm like, holy cow. But that's not it, because the weird noises out in the country kept going. I think somebody must have got like a peacock or an ostrich or a donkey or something for Christmas, because way out in the woods I hear this. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? See? What are we being attacked by?
Oh my gosh.
But it doesn't stop there. You know, you live in the country when you see a couple of teenagers riding a tractor down the middle of the road at full speed, which is probably like 50 miles an hour. They're just having the time of their life. And then followed up by that, there's a pack of cyclists just riding down my road.
So it's two like different worlds, huh? Clashing.
So crazy being out there, but it was nice. It was still quiet regardless of all the strange noises and kids driving down the road on tractors and... It was great.
You live in a very unique area, because there is redneck folks, and then there's folks with tattoos and hardwood floors, you know?
Tattoos and hardwood floors? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. That's something that was said about the people that are in my neighborhood, because St. Louis has a lot of different neighborhoods, and each neighborhood is distinct. And they said Benton Park is... where people have tattoos, but nice hardwood floors. So we straddle between, you know, having the nicer things, but we still have an edge to us.
Have a past.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's my area in a nutshell.
Yeah. So you've got hipsters and rednecks.
Got hipsters and rednecks.
Cyclists and tractor drivers. See, if those two people were to get a gift for each other, one of them would say two tractor from cyclist or cyclist.
Yeah. Perfect.
And one, if the kid got the peacock guy something, he would say two peacock from bicycle motorcycle rever.
Yep. And that would be understood by them.
Yes. Yes.
And water to water meter from broken water meter
from
guy.
Duct tape to water meter.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I use. Duct tape and pipe clamps.
Yeah, it works. Whatever works.
It's holding until the plumber can get out there and fix it and charge me $500,000 just to fix it.
I know. I need some electrical work done and I'm just not wanting to do it. But I keep plugging in this little heater and it keeps tripping the breaker and I need a better breaker. So anyway, let's do some stories.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all a story. Hey, James and John, my name's Tracy from Pascalaska, Ohio.
Pascalaska.
I don't know. I thought I did okay the first time, but I don't think
I think you had it the first time. I'm looking at it, and it is a tough word.
Pascalaska. Anyway, I've been hooked on your podcast for about 3 years now. I absolutely love diving back into those early episodes. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
I drive a truck for a living, which means I've got tons of windshield time. We love truckers. I kicked off Nobody's Listening on a Tuesday, and by Friday, I was tearing through episode 36.
Wow.
I just loved watching the show's progression. It keeps evolving. That's for darn sure. Here's a story from my teenage years. My brother and I loved messing with our little cousin. Let's call him Lou. There's a throwback. So
call him Lou.
One night, we told Lou about the boogeyman and how he lived under my brother's bed. And as soon as we finished, Lou stared into the dark under the bed and backed away slowly, then sprinted downstairs yelling to his mom the boogeyman was real. Once he was gone, my brother and I locked eyes. We made a plan. A few minutes later, Lou came creeping back upstairs, trying to be brave, and the room was quiet, and I sat on the bed and started knocking underneath it, and slow and steady, and I whispered, "Did you hear that? Hurry, get on the bed, Lou." My brother volunteered to look under the bed, and right before he disappeared, he said, "I don't see anything," and then he screamed, and I yelled his name and dove off the bed to save him. And his arm shot out from the darkness, grabbing my hand and yanked me under the bed. And from beneath, we started lifting the mattress with our feet and the bed started moving. The frame creaked and Lou completely lost his freaking mind.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely positive that our little cousin pooped his pants that night. After a few seconds, we burst out laughing and crawled out. Prank over. Now that I'm 30, I realize how unbelievably mean that was, but also still funny as crap. Hope it makes it on the show.
Yes.
Tracy.
Holy cow. Poor Lou.
So great.
I wonder how old little Lou was.
Oh, I don't know, man. Let's say he was five or six. That's the age you still think of him as being cruel, you know?
Yeah.
When you take advantage of that innocence like that.
That little kindergartner, that first grader.
But when you're young yourself, you get a free pass. But yeah, I was intentionally cruel to my siblings. And it makes for sad stories. But man, it was so funny in the moment, you know? Like the torture chamber story.
The torture chamber. Yep.
Terrible.
I was just thinking that.
Terrible thing to have done to my siblings. To spin them around in a barrel hanging from a tree to the point that they were so sick they couldn't sit up.
You guys are going to love this.
So I just dumped them out on the ground and they just wallowed around just sick to death. That's a horrible thing to do. But man, it was funny.
It's funny at the
time. So funny. They were like 3 and 4 years old, poor things.
Oh, man.
And we just laughed and laughed.
Well,
go back and listen.
That's why they were so mean when they were little.
Go back and listen to this, to the torture chamber episode. I think it was like episode 3 or 4 or something like that.
It's way back there.
Way back. Way back. All right, wow. John.
I got a story from Bonnie Lake, Mr. Actor. I guess Mr. Actor is it's the name of the person providing the story. This comes to us from Bonnie Lake, Washington. Hello, James and John. My school has a tradition of setting up a giving tree in the cafeteria for students to submit their winter wishes. It sounds like not crapping on it, but that sounds like a PC version of Christmas. It's a giving tree. It's not a Christmas tree. It's a giving tree for the winter wishes. It's all good.
It's good. It's the generic brand.
Generic. Yes. It's the Temu Christmas.
Whatever works.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. We stole it from the what? What did we steal it from? We stole trees from
the Germans.
No, it was, but they stole it from somebody that worshipped runes and stuff.
What the Druids?
Yeah, the Druids. They were dragging trees and decorating them. We stole it from them. There's nothing in the Bible about Christmas trees.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Whatever. I don't get upset about those things anymore. It's not worth it. Anyway, go ahead, John.
No reason.
Sorry for interrupting.
Well, no, it's all good. The giving tree is to grant the wishes of others. And every year I have humbly asked for two Slim Jims. You know what those are, James, those meat sticks.
I know that you snap into them. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. it's now my senior year of high school, and my friend Cody, in quotes there, Cody is the friend. My friend Cody and I submitted our wishes. I asked for the two Slim Jims yet again, and my friend wished for a thrifted shirt to be creative.
Hmm.
Today, our wishes were granted, and Cody received a large, heavy box.
Nice.
He had gotten a great Mario Kart shirt, but was confused. Yeah, Mario Kart. That's probably thrift gold right there.
Right.
But he was confused to find multiple outfits and socks and water bottles and stuffed animals.
That gum.
Cody then read this attached note, which is quoted here word for word. "Hello, I was happy to make your winter wish come true. Inside, you'll find lots of shirts. I added a vest to keep you warm in this cold." Excuse me. "There's a dress shirt and pants alongside some soap if you wanted to apply for a job. You have an outfit. And inside there's two Squishmallows. One is my real gift to you. And the other I hope you gift on to someone else who's made a tremendous impact on your life.
Bless their heart.
If you ever need food or essentials, contact Mrs. Ratzenbaum. She's there to help. Sincerely, your wish granter." Now, for context, my friend Cody lives in a high-end neighborhood and has a steady job and income. He had not received the wrong gift, as a copy of his written wish was attached to the box of essentials. Mortified and feeling guilty, Cody kept the gift and plans to wear his new outfits proudly. He hoped the wish granter didn't see him carrying it around and see him well-dressed and getting in or out of his car. And finally, after 4 years, I did receive my blessed Slim Jims in 5 different spectacular flavors. Maybe I'm selfish for not realizing that my dear friend may have needed them more than me. Thank you for reading this, and I hope it makes it on the show.
Oh, it did. Now, here I have so many questions. Typically, when I've seen these trees, they are for underprivileged children to ask for stuff they want.
And yeah, people
take an ornament off, an angel tree or something, right?
Angel tree, right.
Yeah, we used to do a version at my church called a birthday tree. And we would celebrate Jesus' birthday by giving presents to kids. So, you know, what would Jesus want? So we would do that. And one time a girl asked for a hamster and they dropped a hamster off in my office. And I had to take care of this hamster for a week before we dropped it off at the house. But it was in a cute pink little container and everything. It was fantastic. And I did successfully deliver that hamster.
Okay. Good.
I thought it was a school thing that
the school has
students
a tradition.
Submit their winter wishes and they get each other little gifts, right? But somebody took it as if it was an angel tree, is what I'm gathering.
That's what I'm thinking. And it's like, wow, this person really needs some clothes.
But all they wanted in their humility was a little thrifted shirt. I'm going to bless them beyond their wildest dreams.
There's some soap and a nice shirt and dress pants.
In case you want to get a job.
Yeah.
Bless their heart. Bless their heart. That's what Southerners say, and it really means you're so dumb.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah. I mean, we don't mean it that way, but that's what it secretly means. Because somebody's like, I locked my keys in my car for the third time this week. Well, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. You just can't get it together, can you?
Oh, bless your heart. So thank you, Wish Granter. But yes, you misread the room there a little bit.
Wish Granter.
So the other option is that both of them missed their mark and they've been they've been putting submitted personal wishes on a tree meant for underprivileged people.
Oh, that was an angel tree. Oh, oh man.
Yeah, you might want to check on that, don't have Mr. parents. Actor. Make sure.
I might want to confirm that, but congrats on the 5 Slim Jims. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever snapped into a Slim Jim before.
I have. I've enjoyed a number of Slim Jims. Yeah.
What is it? I mean,
they're
full
of nitrates and junk.
Oh, really? So they're very heavily processed and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It tastes like beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so yeah. I would just rather eat beef jerky, to be honest.
Yeah. It's probably better for you, too.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. This is from Michael from Lewisburg, North Carolina. I've written a few stories about my adventures living overseas for 17 years. In that time, I've served as a media specialist for that area of the world and was asked to travel to Hungary for a video series for advocacy and mobilization.
Oh,
a very smart person, because I don't know what either one of those mean. When I arrived, I was met and greeted by two men on that team. The guy in the passenger seat started talking to me about my background and discovered I'd lived in Kenya. And it had been a while, but I could still remember some Swahili words and phrases. In his town, there was a school that had several students from East Africa. They met for Bible study in his house and had relentlessly tried to teach him some Swahili words and phrases with no avail.
Hmm.
When we met in his house, I approached them and asked where they were from. And they said Kenya. And I asked what language they spoke there. And they said Swahili. I was playing dumb, so I asked them to teach me some words and phrases. Even from the first, Jambo, hello, and Harambe Yako, how are you? The girl was amazed at how quickly and well that I could pronounce the phrases, even ribbing my host as to why he couldn't say it that well after weeks or months of instruction. Then I asked how someone, I asked what their name was, and she said, Jinka Lako Ni Nani. Instead of repeating the phrase, I answered, Jina Langu Ni Michael. She looked at me rather odd, and it took a few seconds for it to register her that I had answered instead of parroting her words back to her. And then she asked, who taught you this? And she thought it was amazing until I told her I had lived in Kenya and I'd studied Swahili for some time. And we all laughed. And even some of the other students were also stunned. They didn't realize what was really going on. So congratulations, Michael, for being a genius.
Yeah.
Dadgum. He would have known exactly what that lady was saying that I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bus.
He would have thrown me under the bus.
He was so under the bus. Nice. Nice. Mele Kamiki Mak. Oh, wait, no, that's Hawaiian.
It reminds me of another joke. It's not a joke, it's an observation, I guess. But in America, a bison is a buffalo, right? A bison.
Bison,
but in
buffalo.
Australia, a bison is something you wash your hands in. So,
ah. Well, here's the thing: a beer can is an empty can of beer.
Yeah,
but if you're in Jamaica, it's made from a pig. Beer can.
Bacon. Oh my gosh. Where's my sad trombone sound effect? I don't have it anymore.
You didn't program that one.
No,
in, did you?
I didn't. That's I didn't good. Know in advance. Anyway, thanks you guys for doing a great listening into our show and doing us the favor of listening to it. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. Or you can just give us a one-time tip at ko-fi.com/thatstoryshow. And special thanks to our top donors, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, Christopher Tining, and our associate producer, Robert Harrington. Do you have a funny life story you'd like featured on the show? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. What you've been waiting for. It's going to be good, y'all.
I hope so. I got to get ready for it.
I don't remember when you jump in.
I listened for a unique part, okay. And I thought I had replaced it. with the shorter version, but this one is the long version. Here we go. It's that part. I'm an old church lady and I'm overjoyed to share a prayer request about my hemorrhoids. Could I, you please lift me up? Cause I'm feeling down. Cause it hurts like a curse when I'm pushing brown. Hemorrhoids are swollen veins in the anus, lower rectum, caused by increased pressure, straining, and my constant constipation. I have itching, pain, and swelling, bleeding. It's all very common. What's not common is I'm sharing this in public like it's nothing. I don't care. I just need prayer. I'll sit down. But here's a recap. I have swollen anus veins sticking out because they're prolapsed. So think of me throughout the week and say a prayer to Jesus. I'll try fiber, fluid, sit fast prayer, and see how soft my stool gets. That's
what?
It.
Yeah.
You could be a commercial for that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
It's a church commercial.
I rhyme Jesus with stool gets.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.